This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistani authorities say at least 51 people were killed and more than 100 others injured in a train collision in southern Sindh province on Monday. Officials say more than 1,400 people were on board both trains. Rescue workers are still busy retrieving passengers trapped in the wreckage. Officials fear the death toll could still rise. Pakistan's information minister said in a statement that it is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, to negligence, or to sabotage. Prime Minister Imran Khan said in a tweet that he was shocked by what he called the horrific train accident. He said he has ordered a comprehensive investigation into railway safety fault lines. Pakistan Army and paramilitary troops were on the site and assisting civilian rescue and relief efforts. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announced Monday he and his brother will be on board the first manned space flight from his aerospace company Blue Origin when it launches a rocket ship into space July 20th. Bezos made the announcement from his Instagram account, which included a video featuring pictures from his childhood. He wrote, quote, "Ever since I was 5 years old, I've dreamed of traveling to space. On July 20th, I will take that journey with my brother, the greatest adventure with my best friend." July 20th is also the 57th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, the first time a human being walked on the moon. Blue Origin is also auctioning off a passenger seat on the new Shepard space vehicle. In a news release Monday, the company said bidding has reached $2.8 million with nearly 6,000 people from 143 countries. The capsule is designed to carry as many as a half dozen passengers. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Health authorities in Thailand have begun their much-anticipated mass rollout of a locally produced AstraZeneca vaccine for COVID-19, but it appears that supplies are falling short of demand. Hospitals in various parts of the country have been posting notices for several days that some scheduled appointments would be delayed, raising questions about whether there are sufficient supplies available. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has pledged that the vaccines will be delivered as planned. His government has come under fierce criticism for a failure to secure timely and sufficient vaccine supplies, especially after a devastating third wave of the coronavirus hit the country in April. Spain jump-started its summer tourism season on Monday by welcoming vaccinated visitors from most countries, as well as European visitors who can prove they are not infected with coronavirus. It also reopened its ports to cruise ship stops. The move opened borders for the first vacationers from the United States and other countries outside the European Union. They'd been banned since March last year when the pandemic hit global travel. And authorities on Greece's most popular tourist island, Mykonos, will deploy more than a dozen drones to spot those who defy safety protocols aimed at preventing the spread and resurgence of COVID-19. The decision, known as Operation Mykonos, comes after a string of local so-called corona parties organized by entrepreneurs at private villas and estates in recent weeks to bypass safety rules banning the operation of nightclubs. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the military draft when they turn 18. The Supreme Court justices could say as soon as today whether they will hear a case involving the Military Selective Service Act, which requires men to register for the draft. The ACLU Women's Rights Project is urging the court to take up the issue. It says requiring men to register imposes a, quote, serious burden on men that's not being imposed on women. The last time there was a U.S. military draft was during the Vietnam War, and the military has been all volunteer since. But the registration requirement for the draft is one of the few remaining places where federal law treats men and women differently. Men who do not register can lose eligibility for student loans and civilian service jobs. Failure to register is also a felony, punishable by a fine of up to $250,000 and 5 years in prison. Women's rights groups are among those arguing that allowing the men-only requirement to stand is harmful. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.